Thank you, Tony. This seems to have been a special animal week. There was a service for animals at Norwich Cathedral, but surprisingly, the assembled congregation of horses, donkeys, cats and dogs failed to make the evening news. Instead, there were stories about wandering cats, flat-eared cats, pigs and pygmy goats, and about piglets hogging the road on the A47. And we learned that dogs are not just man's best friend, they are also good for his health. So here are five stories about four-legged Norwich residents.
Curiosity killed the cat, as the saying goes. But for two-year-old family pet Bo, having a naturally inquisitive nature led to a three-month expedition that saw him ending 25 miles from his Norwich home. The tearaway tabby went missing back in May when his owners, Michelle and David Bastard, became concerned after he failed to return from one of his regular nighttime jaunts. We weren't too worried at first, as he often went wandering for a couple of days. But when he hadn't come back after a week, we came to the conclusion that someone had taken him in. In spite of the family appealing for information, the mystery of the cat's whereabouts remained unsolved, and the couple's four children, Kane, 13, Jake, 11, and Henry, 9, and Polly, 2, became resigned to the probability that he wasn't coming home. The family's other pets, their two dogs and Beau's brother Ozzy, also showed signs of missing their pal. So when out of the blue, Mrs. Bastard got a phone call to say Beau had been found 25 miles from her Helsden home, she was over the moon. The hungry and slightly dishevelled looking cat had been discovered hanging around the car park at Tesco's Sheringham. And after staff called local veterinary practice, Miramar, receptionist Darrell Miller jumped in her car and went to collect him. He looked a bit skinny and was absolutely ravenous, Ms. Miller said. We had no idea how he could have got all the way to Sheringham. We can only think he could have jumped in the back of a delivery van. After tracing his owners through the microchip, she phoned Mrs. Bastard to tell her Beau had been found, and within a couple of hours, the family were reunited with their much-loved pet.
He was found with broken teeth, an infected mouth and heavily matted fur. But thanks to kind-hearted cat lovers in Norwich, Mr. Flatears is today facing a brighter future. The stray tabby, also known as Sycamore Sam, has spent around 9 years roaming the streets of Sycamore Crescent off Waterworks Road. But over the past few weeks, his condition began to deteriorate, and it prompted people living on the estate to take action. Photographs of the matted moggy, who has flat ears, were shared on Facebook, and within hours a rescue mission was underway to help him. Laura Brown, a volunteer with the Lost and Found Cats in Norwich Facebook group, said it took two attempts to capture the animal. He was a bit grumpy, but considering the state of his ears and teeth, it was not a surprise, she said. Despite his condition, a spokesman for the group said it only took a long hug to calm him down. He was then taken to Companion Care Vets in Sprowston, where his matted fur was shaved off and he was given antibiotics to help treat an infection in his mouth and ear. Meanwhile, Miss Brown set up an online crowdfunding page to help pay for the cat's dental treatment, with £700 raised by Monday. Mr. Flatears, who is believed to be around 9 years old, is said to have been a stray for almost all his life. But he now faces a bright future, having been taken in by Jackie Rebecca, who already fed him regularly. "He's a gorgeous cat," she said. "I just want him to have a good life, and I'm prepared to help him have one."
A pig at a park and ride and two mystery pygmy goats that appeared in a couple's garden sent animal lovers scurrying to the rescue on Sunday. Staff from Pact Animal Sanctuary at Woodrise near Hingham were contacted within minutes of each other. First to the pig that was loose at a Cossey park and ride. Chris Rockingham, a co-founder of Sanctuary, said the adolescent swine was found running around the car park before staff managed to herd him into a bus shelter and barricade him in with bins. Mr. Rockingham said farmers were unable to claim back lost pigs because of DEFRA disease control rules, and there was no demand to adopt the animals. She said a new pen would have to be built for the pigs. They have since christened Danny, because PACT was already running a full capacity. Mrs. Rockingham said the call to rescue an adult female pygmy goat and a male kid came soon afterwards. She said they were found in a Cringleford back garden. Inquiries found that no one had in the area owned a goat, nor had anyone any knowledge of the pair. Mrs. Rockingham said she suspected the goats, now called Julia and Vince, had been abandoned rather than gone astray, as there were signs the female had worn a tag. Mrs. Rockingham said the new arrivals would all have to be blood tested and the males castrated.
Whilst most little piggies go to market or stay at home, these little piggies went wee, wee, wee along the A47. A couple of piglets gave a new meaning to the phrase hogging the road when they caused long tailbacks on the A47. The pig panic happened at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, just after the Thickthorn Junction heading towards Yarmouth. But Norfolk police were on hand to save the bacon of the escapees and chase them along the road. David Richardson, a Norwich-based photographer who captured the moment on camera, said, "I was travelling to the office around 9:30 and heard on the radio that there were a couple of piglets running around on the A47. Then I came across the scene, police trying to capture them. Hopefully the piggies are okay, because it was fun to watch while we were stationary on the road. Do you know where the piglets came from? Email Louisa Baldwin at archant.co.uk.
Dogs are affectionately known as man's best friend. And as well as providing years of loyal companionship, they can boost health among the older generation, a university study has revealed. Researchers from the University of East Anglia and the Centre for Diet and Activity Research at the University of Cambridge found that owning a walking a dog boosts levels of physical activity in older people, especially during the winter. Just over 3,000 people from Norfolk took part in the study. It found that dog owners were inactive for 30 minutes less per day on average when compared to people who did not own dogs. Project lead Professor Andy Jones from UEA's Norwich School of Medicine said, "We were amazed to find that dog walkers were on average more physically active and spent less time sitting on the coldest, wettest and darkest days than non-dog owners were on a long, sunny and warm summer's day. The size of the difference we observed between these groups was much larger than we typically find for interventions such as group physical activity sessions that are often used to help people remain active. The experts found that on shorter days that were colder and wetter, all participants tended to be less physically active and spent more time sitting down. However, the dog walkers who were analysed were much less impacted by bad weather."